Greetings, all you very rare individuals. Welcome to another AfroScot podcast. This is episode 39, and this is Late Night AfroScot Talks. Now, I wanted to delve deeper into what AfroScot is all about. I said a little bit about it in the very first episode of this AfroScot podcast. I call it What is AfroScotism? But I feel like I've matured since my first podcast, and I've got a whole lot more to say about AfroScot. And I kind of want to start off by talking about what is an AfroScot. Now, AfroScot is not about race or slavery or oppression. It's not about any of those things. Neither is it about nationality or your ethnicity. Those things have nothing to do with AfroScot. AfroScot is mainly about knowing who you are and also knowing where you grew up. It's about knowing both cultures in a way. So where you were born and where you grew up. So if you were born in Africa and you grew up in Scotland, you would be called an AfroScot if you understand both cultures and you're not trying to pander to one. You know who you are and you don't feel the need to stick to one culture or a stereotype. And a great example of this would be somebody like Mary Slessor. She's a great example of an AfroScot. She grew up in Scotland, in a impoverished area of Scotland, and she did missionary work in Calabar in Western Africa. And she lived there. She didn't eat any imported food. She ate their food with the villagers. And she ate with them, congregated with them, slept in their huts. She was basically an African. And she definitely understood the culture as well, as she knew the language. And you all respected her, even all the chiefs, they all respected her. And of course, you can't forget that God was covering her as well, keeping her safe, so she can fulfill her purpose, her God-given purpose. But as you can see, she never lost that fiery Scottish temperament. And she never lost what made her her. She always still had her Scottish accent. And she always carried herself like a Scots woman. But she also knew that when she was around the villagers, that she was also an African. So they wouldn't see her as an outsider. So if I wanted to use that as an example of myself, I grew up in Scotland, Glasgow, but I was born in Nigeria. And while growing up in Nigeria, I was very little, but that part of me never left me. And as I was growing up, I even heard some of my classmates from primary school, when I talked to them, they say that I had kind of a fresh accent. And a fresh accent basically means that you still kind of sound like you're still from Africa, or you're still from a foreign land. You don't really sound like you really integrated with the culture. So as I was growing up, obviously I started to pick up on the Scottish accent, the Glaswegian accent, and I kind of lost a bit of myself. But as I grew up and I started to spend some time knowing about African culture, listening to the music, listening to my parents wearing the clothes, you know, looking at old family photos, I kept getting connected with the African side of me. And it wasn't too long after that I started to know what being an AfroScot was really about. And throughout this whole kind of lockdown period, I feel like that has strengthened that AfroScot side of me, as I see more family photos, and it just reminds me of a time that existed but seemed so close and but far away, if you understand what I mean. But I feel like I've got a lot more to say. I'll kind of keep this up going. But these late night talks were very good to understand who you are as a full-fledged, committed, strong Afro Scott.